Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
I know. We should.
So what's going on with you? You're packing. Have you found a place to live?
Oh, I mean, so it's been a roller coaster of emotions for me.
Because
the thought of moving to a place that I've come to love so much sucks. And so for a long time, I told myself that I would just figure out how to stay here mm-hmm. and make Brad commute. But like, I'm realizing that sucks too, because he's growing a business and I really encouraged that he go for this. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And by me doing that to him, I'm not really supporting him. So it's really hard to grow up in a business when you have to travel so much.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I either have to just say, okay, you go do that and we're done, or mm-hmm. I will support you. Like I said, I would,
mm-hmm.
which that's what I'd rather do, like
mm-hmm.
that.
Sure.
So I want to support him. So I'm like, okay, now I'm wrapping my head around moving. So.
And Hayden.
So I was at first like, okay, I don't want to live in Northern Idaho where my vote doesn't count. So I'll move in across the border so that, like, for the first time in my life,
taxes and
there's taxes. It's a little less expensive.
Yes.
And I can vote. I like to vote.
Yeah.
I do vote, but it's like throwing it away because it will never count
mm-hmm.
as long as there's this made up strategic electoral college thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Which is totally outdated and should go away.
Absolutely.
But that's part of why I wanted to leave this state. But then I'm like, okay, that's not practical. His brother lives here. They're going into business together. We need to live somewhat near them. And I thought just going across the border would be enough. But like, that's still
a half hour
commute.
Yeah.
Which is still kind of like only shaving off an itty bitty bit.
Yeah.
It's like, so like, oh, okay, we're moving all of our lives for 15 minutes a day.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
So that didn't make sense. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go all in. But if I'm going to go all in and have to give up this place that I love and the people that I love, mm-hmm. not that I'm giving up the people that I love.
No.
Because believe it or not, I'm planning on couch surfing.
Me too.
Once in a while. So.
But yeah, no, I'll have a couch surfing too. So you
Courtney
can stay in my, you know what else can you feed our house too? You can feed the cats and like make sure.
You know I won't feed. I'm not feeding the cats.
The cats, if you get a free couch.
Those cats can fend for themselves.
You can have a bed if you feed the cats.
I will probably not feed the cats.
You can feed them mothballs.
By the way, for the people listening, Valerie and I live in the neighborhood that has
It's now overrun with cats. And I don't understand why, because it's not like anybody's feeding them.
No.
Well, or taking them to the pound to get them neutered and spayed and stealing the kittens.
They replicate so fast.
Valerie,
that is just a nice thought.
Valerie and my neighbor, Walter, take care of the cats.
Oh, so there's two problems. Okay.
It's not just Valerie.
We need to talk to Walter. Okay.
I take the cats to the pound.
Anyway.
And I steal kittens.
It's such a thing.
I know. It's hard. It's beyond our control at this point.
And it wasn't my fault. It was the other neighbor. We do, actually. That
would be. Well, there are a ton of coyotes.
There's lots of coyotes. There's also
there's coyotes at the bar.
Where?
Oh, yeah, I did at 219.
It was at the 219.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, downtown.
Just because there's the outside area.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just hanging out.
It was drinking the water from the dog water dish.
Okay.
Oh, smart. Well,
yeah.
And people didn't realize it was a coyote.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are a ton of coyotes. I hear them at night all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we have tons of coyotes. We also have all the eagles and ospreys.
Which is fine. I like
and
coyotes.
And raccoons.
And raccoons.
Might I mention
the raccoons are And the
insane.
Raccoons kill tons of kittens every spring.
Okay,
like,
so
they basically feast on kittens.
So let's bring the raccoons, it's, the skunks, whatever.
Yeah, okay, anyway, let's
hear so okay. Not gonna mind. So I decided finally that I'm gonna move down there. And so I'm like, okay, we'll build a house. Mm-hmm. I'll rent, because it doesn't make sense to buy a house while you're building a house. No. That just doesn't work. So you rent while you build. And I'm looking for land, and it doesn't exist.
No.
At least not land that is close enough to town that I don't feel like I'm like...
Why'd I move to have a commute?
Yeah. Yeah, because then you you have to plow. Muddy roads, plowing, septic, sewer, like all these other things that it takes to develop land to make it somewhat livable. I'm like, no, I'm just not doing that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to find a house in town.
Okay.
So it's just been like this finally, like I've settled on this idea.
Okay.
So we're just going to go look at houses for the next couple of days. And right now I have like a place that's waiting for me to sign a lease.
Okay.
Which, you guys, I haven't rented houses or rented apartments or rented anything for almost 15 years.
Yeah.
And do you know how crazy it is in 15 years?
Well, I know.
Like, do you remember the good old ways it used to be where you would just call it up? You'd meet.
Mm-hmm.
You would sign a lease if you liked it, and you shook hands and you paid your rent. Now,
I know.
It's background checks.
Yes.
It's, you have to get your animals DNA tested. You have to.
DNA tested?
Well, because this place I want to rent at allows pets. But if your pet were to leave like a doo-doo in the lawn, then they will pick up that doo-doo, get it DNA tested to make sure they know whose dog left the doo-doo. And then will charge you every time they find a crap.
What the?
Okay, but now here's the thing.
$300 every time your dog craps in the lawn.
That is excessive, but can I tell you this? Because I've had lots of rental properties.
Sure.
And I can tell you when I've let people have pets, it has cost me thousands of dollars to refix a lawn. They've ruined the grass, and you have to rip up all them doing that.
Oh no, yeah, I understand. Awful. I understand that too.
But it's just different.
If you have people renting your house who have animals, you know they did the damage.
Yeah, their dogs are in there and stuff. Yeah.
Is it just? But this is like at an apartment complex.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, who knows? So I totally get why they do it. And I'm not against it by any means.
And at least they can prove it. It's like, well, no, it was your dog.
Yeah. And then every applicant that's over 18 has to put in their own application, do their own background check. Mm-hmm. And so just to apply costs hundreds of dollars by the time everything is done.
Wow.
And that's at each place you apply to.
Yeah. And there's 6 people applying for every one apartment.
So, I mean, it is... It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's just 100% different than it used to be. It used to be you would go rent, sign your lease.
Yeah.
You'd pay maybe your deposit and your, like, last month's rent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever. That was your deposit, was your last month's rent. So you couldn't screw them out and leave them, you know.
Like, yeah.
That's why I think. So it's just insane. But I just can't sign a lease because I'm, like, having, like, serious, like, freaking out moments because to pay for the apartment – was going to be almost exactly what our mortgage was.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Which just seems insane.
Wait a second. Is that taken in consideration what you would pay for the mortgage after, because you had the apartment in the back that you rented out? Or was that including your apartment?
That's everything. I was paying for my mortgage every month was almost exactly what they want to charge
for
my monthly rent.
And you're not getting the income from the apartment that you're renting out.
No.
Or even just when you buy a house, it's like you're putting money into something you'll potentially get back.
My thought is like, how the hell does anybody ever save for a down payment anymore? And how on earth are my children who will eventually, I mean, I rented for like 15 years before we finally bought a home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It took a long time.
Yeah.
And that was before things got insane. I don't know how my children are going to do that, which is why whatever house I pick out will have enough bedrooms that they can live with me for 15 years.
Yeah, one of my clients,
it's so ridiculous.
One of my clients, I love her. I've been doing her hair since she was like a toddler. And she's now just graduating from college.
Okay.
You know, she's got a degree where she'll make money, but she's going to move in with her parents and work, save money for a down payment.
Well, not only to save money for a down payment, but to pay off her student loan.
Yep.
Yep.
Which, I mean, good luck.
I mean it's smart. And she and her
mortgage itself.
She and her family. Well, and her parents get along really well, so it works for
them.
But
also, but she was with someone.
Yeah.
Would they be willing to do that?
Well, she was, but they just, they broke up, and she's like, it's actually good because now this is a better option for me because I don't have to worry about trying to find something with him.
Yeah.
We're going to.
It's going to be a failure to launch scenario though. Like so many.
Oh, absolutely.
Kids are not going to be able to launch. And then, just the expense.
Well, but then you also like health insurance is as much as, rent. I mean, health insurance costs you as much as rent does.
I mean back in the, is what, $1,000 a month?
Yeah.
If you're paying for a high deductible plan.
Yeah. I mean, like,
it's just,
but that's
then you still don't get any coverage.
But that's what young people are going to have to start doing now. Yeah. I mean, if you want to pay off a loan or, save money to buy your own place, the only way you can really do that is live with your parents or live somewhere free while you're earning an income.
Live somewhere free.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I don't know.
But I was listening to a TED Talk like years and years ago, and they said that for the first time in history that we can expect our kids to live at a lower standard of living than our prior generation.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that sad?
And I'm like, wow, because it's kind of like, oh, I bought a home and I was planning on going back to renting and downsizing and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why? Why am I making some rich asshole that owns this huge development richer? Like, it's so, it's hard. And then when you look at like, I could talk about real estate agents for a minute, but... I actually, Brad was telling me that they are trying to push a law.
Oh, yes.
To have, like, basically, so real estate agents are, like, paid, like a lawyer bills by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a real estate agent would bill by the hour. Because if I were to pay, and I loved my real estate agent, she did great work, but the amount of time that was put in, you know, to selling my home compared to
She made $800 an hour. You know, or something stupid.
I would say, what is $2,700 divided by 40?
I also feel like real estate agents really get
Do the math.
They get they potentially can make investments.
$2,700? She made more than that.
$675 an hour is what I would say.
$27,000. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's unfair too, because sometimes real estate agents get
two agents getting paid. Mm-hmm. So double that. It's more like $1,300 an hour is what they got paid.
They know about deals on houses before anyone else. So they have the potential to invest in things before you and I do.
Right.
And I don't, sometimes that isn't very fair because they can, you know, they're snatching up.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially like in the prices of homes up, which is why we're in this problem. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited if a law gets passed like that.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
It needs to happen. That's one way.
Yeah, because also like
housing will become affordable.
This is what's so crazy to me too, is like you look at the cost of things and how much education and things like that goes into being able to sell real estate. Like you have to go to 3 months of school.
And take a test. Yes.
That's basically it.
I know.
Okay.
I wish
The thing that's so crazy. Here's the thing that's so crazy and stuff like that. Like, okay, you know, Lisa, you know, you had to get your master's and now you have to have a doctorate to do what you do, you know, and stuff like that. Bob went to school 19.
Degrees get inflated.
Bob went to school 19 years to do what he does. And
that's after
high school.
Yeah.
19 years postgraduate. You know, insane. And he did accelerated doctoral programs and like accelerated programs. Like he even pushed it even extra. And, you know, he doesn't get to sleep for a week every month. He doesn't, he has to work 13 weekends a year. Like
the grind, it's real.
The grind is real. And he's dealing with people dying all the time. And he gets calls 24/7 and he works on, you know, his average work week is 80 hours.
I don't know why anyone would want to do this.
Nobody would ever want to do it.
Thank you.
But here's what's so
crazy. But he's
got
a passion.
But he has a passion and calling, and that's what makes him so adorable.
That's what doctors should be.
And they should be doing it because they want
to help people.
Absolutely. And I love him.
A lot do.
Yeah.
Not all.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't.
The battery is low. Please charge in time.
Uh-oh. Who said that?
The battery is low.
Please charge in time. Do you guys want to know what happened today?
The battery is low.
Side note. Dang. I was at the Home Depot.
That's kind of a sexy.
That was scary. Did it scare you?
It did.
Okay, I'm at Home Depot. I am checking out. You know how like you're at your self-checkout thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like selected, you know, you can print your receipt, you can text it, email it. I'm like, just print it. I don't want to give you all my information.
Yeah.
I press it and like all of a sudden out of nowhere, the thing's like, it says something to me so loud. I'm at the checkout and I jumped. It scared me.
Oh, I'm the worst. Anyway. Like the boys love it because they can scare me every time.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
I am so sorry. I'm trying to get it to stop.
Don't you love it when that happens to you? Like, for some reason, some alarm breaks through. You're kind of like, oh, my kids are allowed to emergency call me. Crud. And you're trying to sit on a phone.
Did I tell you what happened once?
No.
With my Bluetooth speaker? It was one that you just like stick in your shower so it's waterproof. And on the side, it has a symbol and the symbol looks like the shape of a telephone. And I thought I was trying to pair it with my phone. And so I pressed the button.
Were you singing?
No. I try to press the button. So I press the button and it's like, calling 911. And I'm like, oh. And I'm pressing. I'm like, stop. 2 minutes later, a police officer shows up.
Oh wow. That's kind of cool.
I have to come and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I'm so sorry. Like that there was a speaker. He's like, oh, I still have to check it out. I'm like, okay, but like,
thank you.
I felt so bad.
Well, that's anyway. So kind of cool that's
so if I'm
kudos to our police force, yeah, right there.
I mean, well, yeah, they showed up like 2 minutes.
That's
like
awesome.
You're still in the shower.
But I was like, what if they needed to save someone? And they were here checking out my speaker that was just too dumb to know what it's doing.
I don't know. The thing that's frustrating, though, is because, you know, all of that stuff. And if you look at what he actually makes per hour because he works so much, it's stupid.
Yep.
Like the handyman that we have to come and help us put our stairs in, you know, that the guy who's just staring and watching the other guy work is makes
not
more
doing
per,
what he was trained to do.
Works. Yeah. Okay. Right there. A pharmacist is like, you know what?
Screw
the thing that I went to school for and everything like that and helping save lives and all that stuff. You know what? I can make more
running my own little construction business
and I have much better hours and I don't have to deal with insurance paperwork and I don't have to deal with anything or other
people. Oh, he does have to deal with a lot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
well,
that stuff.
Well,
yeah. Should we tell people what we're all
about?
Oh my
gosh, I'm so sorry. I mean,
we started out with okay.
We should probably.
No, it's fine. So we are all about romance in every way, shape, and form. We like movies. We like books. We like your love letters, and we like to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We like to talk to people that have fallen in love, find out, make some tick.
Yeah,
that's what we're all about.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about a movie.
Yeah.
What is
how
the movie?
To Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
We're going to talk about How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I feel like I could do it in three.
It was, the movie was directed by Donald Petrie. I think that's how you say his last name. And it stars Kate Hudson as Andy Anderson.
She's
and Benjamin Barry is played by...
Yours truly.
My favorite, Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, hey.
Everybody's favorite rom-com king.
Oh, the king of rom-com. He's so cute.
I have to say, like, They have chemistry. It's such a fun movie to watch.
They're adorable. I like both of them.
I want to recommend everybody also read Greenlight.
Greenlight.
I know.
It's Matthew McConaughey's memoir, and it is so funny.
Yeah,
he's so funny, but he also gives like great insightful life tips. So, I kind of am a fan.
I will write that
of him as a human and not just an amazing rom-com actor.
Yeah. I agree. I think Greenlight. I've heard like little tidbits of his. He gives like, he's like a
caring person,
an advice guru.
He
has all sorts of insights to how to live your life better.
That's exactly.
But they're great. They're very good. You know, they think that he does like.
I want you to read it so bad I'm dying.
Okay.
I think we'll read it.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is about a girl, Andy Anderson. She's a writer for Composure magazine. And she writes about like subject matter. She's the expert on subject matter. So she's just kind of doing this series, but she really is itching to be
more in depth. Show off your boobs.
She wants to do political
things that are important that matter.
Yes. And Benjamin Barry is an advertising executive, and he is looking to branch out from his usual beer and sports campaign. Mm-hmm. So Andy's girlfriend, mm-hmm. She has been dumped by a guy.
Right?
Yeah,
their coworkers, their best friends.
Yeah, yep.
She's and a Michelle, sports fitness girl.
Yeah, she's adorable.
She's very upset because this guy that she totally thought was into her, she's into him. He dumps her, and she's devastated. Mm-hmm. And she's upset during this meeting that they're having with their boss, Lana.
She kind of hijacks the meeting a little bit with how upset she is over this breakup.
Yes.
And so in order to kind of take the attention off of her having this meltdown, that Lana sort of says, okay, well, how can we all learn from this and what can we take from this? And so instead of Michelle being embarrassed by this other kind of more vindictive writer, mm-hmm. Andy steps up and says, oh, I'll write an article, kind of a how not to.
Yes.
And it'll teach women, you know, it will teach women in reverse, you know, what not to do to lose a guy.
Yeah. And Lana's like, yes, that's great. Do that. And I want you to do that. And then she puts Andy in a bad spot because then she has to.
Yes.
And
she has to experience it for herself and write about it.
Yes. So she and her two friends go out that night specifically to pick up this guy that she's going to make fall in love with her and then lose him in 10 days.
And there's two other women that are in on it. What are their names?
Yes.
The Judys?
Judys.
So those are on Benjamin Barry's side.
Benjamin. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So they go out to this bar, Andy and her two girlfriends. And same night, same bar, Benjamin Barry is at
a business drink meeting.
Yes. And he's with the two Judys who are his competitors. They're vying for the same diamond
marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And Benjamin says to Philip, his boss, he's like, I can make anyone fall in love with me. I can basically...
Diamonds are love. Diamonds are forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Philip goes, so they have a wager between the Judys and Benjamin. Mm-hmm. And if Benjamin can find a woman and have her fall in love with him by the time the company is having their ball.
In eight days.
Oh, I think it's 10 days.
10
days.
Is it 10 days too?
Yeah, 10 days too. Then he can have the diamond campaign. Well, the Judys... Benjamin doesn't know, or Philip, they don't know this, but the Judys had met Andy that same day or earlier
that day.
And Lana told the Judys how excited she was about Andy's new article, How to Lose a Man in 10 Days. So the deal is they have to pick a woman for Benjamin to fall in love with, mm-hmm. or for Benjamin to have Benjamin
make fall in love with him.
Make fall in love with him. Yes. And so Benjamin and Andy
mm-hmm. are lined up by the two little cupids.
Are lined up by the two little cupids.
And it happens super quick. They meet each other and they're like, hey, let's make this happen.
Let's go. They're both kind of these adorable, attractive, charismatic people anyway. So they're like, oh, well, this is easy. She's like, great. He's hooked super fast. And he's like, sweet. She's already digging me.
And I love when they first meet up, she says, all is fair in love and war.
Yes.
And then there they go.
Yes.
And the whole movie, I just think they were so stinking cute. Even though, when was it filmed? Did you say? Early 2000s?
Early 2000s. Yeah, I think 2004-ish.
I think it was just, was it just 10 years? They just had their 10 or 20 year anniversary.
No, it had to be like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was early 2000s.
Yeah.
2003. I think it was 2003.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. And her outfits, like, I'm not kidding you that Livia for prom was looking for that yellow dress.
She find anything like it?
Yeah.
It's so stinking.
It's so beautiful. I'll show you. Okay. I got a picture of it. It should show
2003.
Up. Okay. Yeah. But anyway,
I knew that they just had their anniversary.
Her outfits are so perfect, the whole movie. Like, I want to wear every single thing that she ever puts on.
Even while we're watching, except for the pant fold down.
Yes, that was
the only one?
The pant fold down.
Oh.
That was
the top unbuttoned roll down.
You guys want to know that, like, in the early 2000s, I thought that I came up with the coolest pants trends ever. So in the early 2000s, remember how we always, like, we were wearing our low riders?
Oh, yeah.
And then our high ride, like,
shirts. Yeah, exactly.
So always your have T-strap. Plumber's crop or plumber's crop. Plumber's crop hanging out or a whale tail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Should you so wear
because we still had thongs that were for higher pants.
Yes.
So then when the pants suddenly changed
thongs
to lower.
Have ever become for low rise?
Yes.
They have low rise thongs?
Yeah, they have low rise thongs.
Yes. Well, I mean, the underwear had to adjust to the pants. They had to adjust to the pants.
Fixed the underwear situation.
Yes. So that's why every time you bent over,
and pumped crock. Yes. In the early 2000s.
Actually, I'm having one right now. Look at that.
Oh, you know what?
That will tell.
Nice. You know what, though? I think that's when I started going commando.
And that's when tramp stamps were invented?
Yes. Yes.
For the people that wanted to go commando but still feel like they had something on.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, nothing says I want to go on like a tramp stamp.
But what I wanted to do was make... So stupid. So I took a pair of jeans and I cut, like, you know, the waistband part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in, like, through the belt buckles, like it was a belt. And they were contrasting jean colors. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a trend of, like, a jean belt.
Oh.
That's kind of cute.
It didn't catch on.
In its own way.
But the early 2000s was all about weird stuff happening.
Yeah,
that's
with
true.
Your jeans.
Yeah.
Like that part. It was like, what was happening?
And
here?
So I just decided to have babies to have weird stuff happen in there for me.
Oh, well, that problem solved.
You just let your belly out.
You want to make this weird?
Your pants kept fitting because they were below your belly.
That's
I know. We
I didn't
so
have to get
lucky.
Maternity pants.
Yeah.
Because, they were so low. My belly just
it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You could just wear your pants out.
You almost had to wear suspenders, though, because they'd fall down because you know your belly would push.
Well, that was the problem, is like my pants would fall down.
Yes,
because there was like not a lot to hold it up.
Yeah,
guys, you just needed this booty. I was fine.
I have a booty. It just wasn't holding those
booty.
Pants up.
Yeah, it's just that you know.
You had to
when
wear a belt
baby
all
belly,
the time with those pants.
You did.
Or you needed a jean belt.
Or
a jean belt.
Your invention.
Your invention
should have happened.
It should have been a belt thing.
I thought it was amazing. I don't know why it didn't catch on.
Well, anyway, they look very cute.
Back to movie. They look so cute. But don't fold the top of your jeans down.
No.
No.
Oh, one more thing I just need to say.
Okay.
Olivia just got a pair of jeans. Okay, mm-hmm. So right now the wide leg.
Oh, it's totally so cool. Like we're back.
But the top of her jeans is super cool. It folds over, so it's kind of offset. The,
yes, I've seen
that. I'm in love with this. So whoever invented that, good
I
job.
Think it's cute.
It's yeah. super cute.
So cute.
I am liking lighter jeans. They feel more comfortable. Yeah, look at I've got them on.
Yeah, you know I've what?
Well, look, I got the low rise wide leg.
Oh my gosh,
flashback. That's why my underwear are working with this. So
flashback to college. So
oh my gosh,
no,
they are cute on you.
Those are so cute.
You do look
but
good.
But you know, the one thing though that I don't like about the wide legs, the wide leg things that I don't like is when you ride bikes, they like, I hate that.
You have then to, like, you have to get the snap bracelet to hold it down.
Yes, exactly.
Or you have to roll your pants up really high.
Yes. So that's the only thing that I don't like is the death.
Yeah.
Is the death. Yeah. The death by, you know, by spoke.
Death by cutie. No.
Yes.
But you know what? The snap bracelet, I would use my scrunchies.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I would take my rubber bands and just put my rubber bands on.
I wonder how many people even know what a snap bracelet is.
They're great.
But no, I have some that are specifically designed for pants.
Yeah.
That's such a brilliant idea. You know, I had this cute little jumper outfit that I like to wear, and I love, it's like perfect for biking.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know you're all shaking your head. It's adorable.
So cute.
So cute.
Anyway.
But that's the problem is that there's not enough weight on it. It's kind of linen-y.
Oh.
And there's not enough weight on it to actually keep a fold in the pant. So when I'm like,
you need a snap bracelet.
I need a snap bracelet.
Well,
or a scrunchie.
And you know, the problem with jumpsuits too, is like if you go anywhere public and you have to go to the bathroom,
you have to undress.
And you know how horrible like floors are.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you take your whole, then you've got to hold your clothes so they don't like.
Oh yeah.
Dangle or
why
brush
you need
into the
a zipper
yucky
crotch.
Yeah.
So you can open up your crotch.
Yeah. Because I don't like the thing I don't want is my clothes to like lay in public bathroom floors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So
oh,
you're holding all these clothes and trying to pee and you're totally naked pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, from your waist.
I just like pull it up my leg,
knees down,
move it to the side and take care of biz.
Well, look
that's
at
amazing.
You.
Whoa, you're impressive. I pretty much
Lisa's got it down.
So
Courtney and I went kayaking one time. I don't know if you remember this.
Well, tell.
I think you might have been there too, Val. But I'm like, as soon as you get into the water, your bladder's like, oh, hello.
It's good.
I'm like, hey, Courtney, check this out. I just grab my thing to the side. And I'm like,
oh, I was there.
I'm like,
there.
I love it.
It's so cool. I was like, you can't even tell I'm peeing, right?
I'm like, no, I have
the
no
whole
idea.
Announcement, like, totally made it so, like.
I'm not shy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Well,
I know,
I
but I'm just pretty proud of how like discreet I thought I was.
Oh, person, Courtney.
You
like
were,
when I go into this, I'm like, oh, okay. And I like totally, like I pretty much completely undressed. Like one of these days, a fire alarm's going to go off when I'm wearing a jumpsuit in a public bathroom and I'm going to be like all naked.
You're like,
I'm going to have to get dressed. Like there were so many clothes that were banned from my existence when I had little kids, you know, and jumper type things was definitely one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like one piece bathing suits. I'm like, who has time to take a one piece bathing suit on when you're swimming with toddlers?
You pull your crush to the side.
You pretty much. But then also who wants to wear a bikini right after having a baby?
Ben is great at this. So just like wearing shorts and just putting your wiener down one side of the shorts. And you kind of lift the one side up that your wiener's down and you pee. And it's like you could be standing there.
Okay.
I think he's just looking out.
Okay.
I think he's looking at the backyard and I'm like, wait, what?
So awkward.
Awkward.
I got a shimi.
I did too.
I haven't tried it yet. Have you?
Okay, yes.
I feel like there's like a learning curve. Yeah, go girl. I got to go girl.
Here's the thing I wanted my shimi to do for me is because whenever my shimi
and me.
Oh, you guys, let's get back. Okay. Get back.
We're talking well, about- I'll save the shiwi story for another day.
Oh my goodness. And we were talking about immature.
That's true. We are so mature.
That's
going to
be in my brain.
So they start dating. Ben and Andy start dating. Yes, two different motives. Getting us back on track.
Okay, thank you.
And Andy's main motive is to lose the guy, and his main motive is to make her fall in love with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is going to happen?
So he's thinking she's pretty darn cool in the beginning. He's like,
she is.
Well, she really is. Like, but then she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got to lose this guy in 10 days.
Yeah.
So she has to not be herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Which if...
Yeah.
Sophia.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. You know what, though? Like, it's I have to
Princess
tell you.
Princess Sophia.
Princess Sophia. Okay, but...
Okay, let's talk about all the things
I totally fuck with Bob, and, like, I have a great nickname.
Ooh. Yeah, he's not going to want you to say
joke.
It.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. Huh. No, I do. I totally, like, Bob has a lot of nicknames, and I just do it just because I think it's funny, and he's like, seriously, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I just crack myself up, and I'm like,
can Princess Sophia come out to play?
I love Princess Sophia. he's like, are you serious? And I'm like,
You do that? You have a really awful nickname.
Oh, I totally do, just to fuck with him.
Mine is... Okay,
I don't think we all have nicknames, right? No, I don't. You don't have one.
Maybe I should name it.
Cat dog.
Cat and dog are your boots. Oh, that's nice.
Right, one is cat, left one is dog.
So you like your left boob a lot
I
more
like
than
your
right.
I like your pussy today better than your puppy.
Cat dog.
Your puppy can go home, but your pussy, please.
Stay. Oh,
gosh, you guys.
No, but no way would I ever do it because I think it's hilarious.
Let's get to the first classic mistake.
Okay. So he has her over for dinner. He's got this candles lit. He's got
the first mistake was at the game.
Where she makes him go leave right at the end.
No, I thought the first one was at the game. He invites her home and he's like doing the candles.
Yes, you guys, we'll get to the game. But before that, I took notes.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so sorry. Dying.
Is sleeping together the first night.
Yeah.
So she is really like working her way to the bed, and putting out the vibes, and he tells her that he wants your respect.
Yes.
I'm going to make you fall in love with me. That's all. Yeah. So that was the classic mistake.
That was
number
his,
one.
Yeah.
She was, I don't know. Do you guys think she's right? Is that a classic mistake? Sleeping together the first night?
I don't think so. So my thought process is that she wasn't, I didn't think she was, had started the try to lose him yet.
Oh, no. She was very possibly trying to do that. I thought the intentional starting to try to lose him started
in the middle of the game. Cause then she was like, oh, I've got to start now.
No. Well, because I think maybe she was talking about that before the game.
Is this just personal bias?
No, because he actually turns her down and says, "I'm not going to sleep with you.
They're kind of doing the reverse role play. Mm-hmm. So, usually the guy would be like, "Yeah, let's have sex,"
mm-hmm.
and the girl would be like, "Oh, I just want
to
get to know you." Friends first and then work into that. So she's like playing into the boy thing, like, let's have, because that's, is that
but
what happened
when
make
her
friend,
fall
though?
In love with him? And so that's why he's like, I want to get to know you first.
Yeah, but that was his growth. That wasn't her plan, in my opinion.
I thought it was part of the plan.
I'm neutral on that because I don't know. Like, I kind of felt like she was into it.
I thought she was
like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
So I think she was.
And then she started doing the Princess Sophia.
Cheesy about trying to get on the bed.
But the reason she was doing that, though, is because she was trying to hook him enough in that one night so she could then dump him.
Mm.
That was my take on
but
it.
Yeah, but he was like, no, we're not sleeping together.
Yeah, but that was because I think they did that in the movie just to show his growth that he's trying to change. Because remember, he was all down with it and he was out actually doing his put the moves on. I'm going to play. No, I'm before she even came out and was aggressive about that, we saw him changing his game plan before she even.
Oh, yeah, because
he was like, no, I'm not going to play Barry Manilow. I'm going to play something else. I'm going to blow out the candles. I'm not going to do my normal get you in bed
thing. So this is the thing, though. I do want to ask.
Yeah.
I wonder what percentage of people who hook up the very first night they meet actually, like,
have a long-term relationship. I think you're more likely to have a long-term relationship if you don't hook up, is my opinion. But I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
I think it's a classic mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, I do not disagree that it's not a bad idea to try on a shoe before you buy it. But at the same time, you want to shop around and get to know which shoes you really like.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think sleeping with somebody the first minute you meet
lose
them
respect.
I just don't think you really.
It changes the trajectory of your relationship.
It does because I don't think you. Start on that, like, let's get to know each other basis. You've already jumped way ahead.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not.
It depends.
Then you have to, like, go back to being like,
classic mistake number one. I still think it's down.
So I don't. No, that's okay. No, that's totally cool. I don't think that she was doing that as a classic mistake.
I picked up on that.
I know,
all
right. but you believe that to the core of who you are, too. Though.
Yeah.
So I think you have.
Yeah,
I think that's a mistake. I think that you are, and I don't disagree. I don't think it's the best practice, but I do think that.
Well, did she call his penis Princess Sophia that first night?
No, that's a different night. That was a total night.
So then the next day, she calls him back. He sends her white roses. So he's trying to, like, woo her with, you know, gifts.
And get her to invite him to the game.
She thinks that calling someone back and being annoying like that, needy, is another way you lose a guy.
Well, doesn't she also – when does she leave the purse?
That night.
She left the purse that night.
On purpose.
On purpose to force him to go to the game so she could
hook
him.
So she was still hooking him. She was still hooking him at that point. She hadn't, in my opinion, started – because also, if you look at her expression in the game before she does the weirdo thing.
Yeah, she's having a great time.
And she's like, oh, now I have to start being weird. This is an intense part of the game. I'm going to make him go get me a soda. Yeah. And that's when she flips the switch, in my opinion, is when losing the guy starts. Because she was getting the guy up until that point in my thought process.
But I hooking or whatever, losing the respect. At the same time, I think it's.
No, I totally am down with you that in general, it's not best practice to sleep with a guy. But I don't think it is mutually exclusive that if you do sleep with a guy on the first date that you absolutely cannot have a long-term
relationship. Is she trying to lose him the very first minute? She's like, let's have sex. And then that's going to be it. He's never going to call me again. That was the first thing. Like,
yeah, because sometimes, I mean, it happens that way.
Yeah.
But then
she wouldn't get to write an article. If that's all she did, there would be no article. So she had to keep him there a little bit. Mm. I thought she was using the sex to hook him more to get them in a relationship faster.
Yeah.
I felt she was using that so that way she could get him. Because if she just had a one-night stand and he never called her back, that's not an article.
Yeah.
So I felt she was using that to get them to a higher effect. She was accelerating the relationship for the sake of being able to pull the other crap and
he, in return, wanted to make her fall in love.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so he's like, that's not the way you make a woman fall in love with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So they're off the game. The camera zooms in and they have to kiss. Mm-hmm. And then she starts forcing him to do awful things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, at the most opportune time. So being an annoying I guess, what fan,
yeah,
like the worst, is that would piss a lot of guys off because he was a huge, was it Knicks?
Oh, yeah. I was super excited to be there.
Yeah.
And she kept sending him to go, leave the game, miss the game to go get me a soda.
Yeah. And then didn't have enough ice in it or something like that.
It wasn't diet. She didn't ask for diet.
Oh, diet. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, she was awful.
But if he would have brought her a diet, she would have been like, why did you bring me a diet? Do you think I'm fat?
Yeah.
He couldn't have won.
There was no winning.
It was intentional.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if he didn't have that, I'm going to make her fall in love with me, I would have been like, we're done.
Oh, absolutely. He so would have been out of there.
I never would have called up.
Well, and there's one point where Andy's like, oh my God, hasn't he had enough yet?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
She's feeling bad. She's like,
geez. Oh, she was terrible to him. Okay. Brad hates this more than anything in the world. Okay. Watching Sleepless in Seattle, so a rom-com. Which is, for I think most men, bad enough. But then she talks all the way through it, asks questions nonstop.
There's nothing
more annoying to Brad than someone who like talks and asks questions through movies. So like, it's just, you got to be quiet during a movie. Like that drives.
If I'm quiet during a movie, I fall asleep.
Oh, which is why, yeah, I have to do things too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not ask questions and don't talk.
but then they're like, okay, we're having sex now. I'm like, yeah, I got to stay awake.
Oh my gosh. They're at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Watching that movie.
Oh, yes.
And she gives him this awful nickname. Benny. And she like is obnoxious. And the guy behind them is like really into the movie and really mad. And she instigates a fight.
Yes.
Between the two of them.
Like, and they go outside the theater and he hits Ben in the eye.
yeah. So that's pretty
I would have been
awful.
Done with her so fast.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
What was number six? I can't write numbers apparently because I skipped from 6 to 7.
So the next one was
with women who love men.
Doesn't she?
Oh, they're cooking.
He makes this amazing dinner.
Oh,
and
yes.
She's like, oh,
I'm a vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian. At the same time, doesn't she bring all the plants and stuff?
She brings the plants. She brings the pink bedspread, the stuffed animals. She like
moves
over
into his house before he
has it. Yes, which.
Okay, but on the flip side, it was really funny too. Because so when Bob and I started dating, he was like, oh, I cleared out a drawer for you. What kind of shampoo do you want me to have for you at the house here?
That is so funny.
Like, he was like, I need your grocery list. Tell me everything you want me. I'll pick it all up for you. What am I cleaned out a drawer for you? I'm like, oh, whoa, we're doing that already?
Okay. Oh, great. Move right in. Bring your teddy bears.
I know. I was like, oh, okay, we're
bring
doing that already.
Bring your pink afghans.
Oh, my gosh. The first bedspread that I ever bought. I thought it was okay. I mean, it was white and it had like red bordering, but then there were like nice little flowers woven in. And Brad's like, what are you doing?
It's a change to start buying things for your home that are you both like.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
But do you want to know one thing that's really cute though? Like, I'd say Bob is adorable. But
you are in love.
I'm totally in love. But no, but like with that whole thing too, like that too, like I just remember like the first time I slept over and stuff and it's like, oh, he was all like, oh, hey, I can clear out, you know, a drawer for you and all this stuff too. But then he also was the one who, there was a little bit of toothpaste left and by my sink and he like got me a new toothpaste out so I wouldn't have to squeeze the last part out of the toothpaste. But then I love the fact that he's practical enough and like that he's like, I'll use that toothpaste. You need to have a brand new full toothpaste so it's easier for you to squeeze the toothpaste out.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how thoughtful he was. Like,
what a nice man he is.
Yeah. I'm like, I definitely want to bring my shoes over.
I mean,
yes.
The toothbrush moved in first.
The toothbrush moved in first.
Doesn't Andy bring like a
Oh, all of her girly
stuff for the like the toilet cover.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's
and
hideous.
Toilet thing around the
she puts Vagisil. All sorts of like, you know, feminine products that would be disgusting to a man and to some women even.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
what's she doing there? Yeah, she takes over the medicine cabinet with
And that's on the first time she's invited to his house.
Yeah.
And she brings him a dog.
Oh, the dog. What was the dog's name?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Dora, was it?
Could you imagine, like, the first time your girlfriend comes over to your house? They're not even boyfriend, girlfriend yet. But she brings a dog for you?
Yes. Is it that was it at that meeting?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the poker night that she brings the dog.
Yeah. Oh, no, she brings it to his office. Mm-hmm. And he is wearing, she's got matching clothes for she and the dog. And then she brings a matching thing for Ben to wear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She puts it on.
Yeah. And then he leaves the dog there. She's like, bye-bye. And she leaves the dog there with him.
Yeah.
Wait, they call him.
So, but at the dinner, they're eating this, like, vegetarian meal. And she won't eat it. So she insists that they go out for dinner. Mm-hmm. And they're clearly sitting next to a woman who, you know, appears to be super feminist.
Yeah.
And she throws a tantrum about him, you know, thinking she's fat.
Absolutely. Projects all sorts of stuff.
And he, like, she runs away crying and then goes and eats in the back with the
watches the game that he's forced to miss. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's terrible.
Because they were going to watch the game and have dinner, but then she forced him to take her out. She was just, I mean.
So selfish.
As bad as it gets.
He's absolutely really trying to have a lot of patience with
this woman. Yeah, I just think it's over the top. I don't know if anybody would really be that awful. Maybe.
You know what, though?
Let's look
at some of the other books we've read. You know, like, the girls are, like, self-centered. They're, like, focused on themselves. They're just sort of like, you know, like, I'm just going to show up at my hairdresser and it's going to happen and everyone's going to think I'm adorable because I'm just so adorable.
Well, then we get to the next part where they go back and she, like, pretends to have sexy times and they've got this pregame going on. She names his penis at that point, Princess
Sophia.
And the worst ever, one of my biggest pet peeves, she baby talks.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, yes.
She's baby talking. And he's just like, can't go there with you.
No, no way. And then she says that he has issues getting it up because, do you have problems when you're baby talking at me?
I know.
And then he couldn't say anything to her about, like, because she was shutting down his ability to even communicate.
And then she shows up to work the next day in front of all of his colleagues with this ridiculous looking, I don't know what it was, dog.
Just was shaved, his hair shaved off except for around its face.
Yeah, like and a Pomeranian.
It's so weird.
A long haired chihuahua.
Oh my God.
Because it was like a small, like, purse kind of dog.
Yeah. A little bigger than a purse dog.
She sets it down. I think it immediately peas on the pool table.
At work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then she just leaves it.
Yeah, she doesn't pick it up or anything.
Uh-huh. And then it gets really bad. I mean, as if this hasn't gotten bad. I don't know what she could have done at this point to make it awful, but then she does.
Yeah. Like,
she becomes ultra super crazy clingy and starts calling him non-stop. Yeah. So,
47
have you guys
times.
Known people like this?
No, I've never
been friends with someone like that. Have you?
I've just seen it from, like, coworkers, or, like, actually, Brad worked with somebody, and his wife would call and check in, like, hourly. And I mean, it was super disruptive. Seeing patients, and it was pretty over the top. I'd never seen anything like that. They were super nice, and they seemed pretty normal,
But then there was that weird sight. Like, I'm like, huh.
Maybe just their thing. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, like, Bob and I probably text each other back and forth, like, 8 times throughout the day. But that's texting. Like, you get to it when you get to it. It's like, hey, babe, how are you doing? Or, love you.
You're not, like, actually needing to hear their voice. Yeah. I'm just calling to see how your last 10 minutes has been. Anything new happening?
Are you cheating on me? Basically, when people do that, they're just sort of like, you're not talking to anyone else or cheating on me, are you?
Where are you? You're at work, right?
I can go for like days or weeks.
Oh, with my ex.
Needing to check.
With my ex, I'm like, I was shocked. I was shocked
with
my
ex. But we're so independent.
With my ex, I was shocked when I would like go on girls' vacations. I'm like, what? You're checking in? You're calling your, like, calling your husband? I don't think he ever said, oh, call me when you... You know, after I would drive 2.5 hours to visit him and then I'd drive home or whatever, I don't think he'd ever be like, oh, hey, call me when you get home so I know you got there safe. Like, nothing.
Oh, no, yeah. Check in. We don't do that.
I know. I'm like,
but no, everyone's got different levels of check-ins.
Yeah. I
guess.
But I was a never check-in.
Is this where she goes the poker night, the next one?
Then after harassing him nonstop, she makes a photo album.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot of their future with the dog.
Does she bring that into the
dinner?
She brings it to dinner, but not before she calls and becomes best friends with his mom.
Yeah.
Like, she's on the phone with her.
Yeah.
Nonstop. I don't think she visited the mom, but like, they talk a lot. And,
yeah.
You know,
and yeah.
She sent her some. You know, baby pictures and stuff of Ben. Oh, and gosh, then she makes those so look crazy.
Like, I'm working our faces together. And this is what our kids look like.
This is our wedding. And this is our honeymoon. And these are our kids and their babies.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You guys, like, I think I would lose a guy, according to this.
I don't see how anybody would stay with her. And then... Is it the finale? Like, she pretends like she's going to take him to the final game. Like, this is the...
Oh, yes.
Against the Knicks and their biggest rival or whatever.
They
go, and guess where they really are going?
Celine Dion or something.
Celine Dion, which, I don't know.
That's pretty freaking awesome.
Did any man listen to Celine Dion in the early 2000s?
No.
And if they did...
Yeah.
That, I mean.
Their preference and.
It's because they were there for the woman solely. That was it.
Yes.
For no other reason.
I think that.
Don't get me wrong. Celine Dion is very talented.
Oh, no.
Amazing voice. But men do not.
But especially for Ben, who was. I mean, and I think he was about ready to be done with this woman. But he's like, oh,
she's got
the tickets, or I'm going to give her another chance. And then he ends up at Celine Dion.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh.
So for a man who's expecting one thing and getting something completely different.
Not even just different. It's like this. A form of torture.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be considered a form of torture.
Yeah.
What's the word? Like, what would be a form of torture I could put?
For us, if I had to go sit at a magic card competition.
Oh my gosh. I think really hard.
I don't know. Sometimes sports for me can be hard.
Yeah, I can't picture myself like going to a golf tournament and finding it enjoyable.
I'm sorry. Golf. Yeah. Or even like watching it on TV.
At least you can walk
it's
around.
It's like nap time for me.
Right. You could walk around though. Like I would walk around. I would probably like find a hill and I'd like, remember when you were a little kid and you'd roll down the hill and do that.
You'd really be at the golf tournament.
Oh no,
fine.
I wouldn't. No, I'd be just
like to have to stay engaged in that.
Oh yeah.
Like that would be.
I'd make best friends with like some 4-year-old. Like, yeah, let's have a conversation because these kids are doing this.
Or, I mean, what if you had to go to like a math competition or something like that?
I mean, I actually might like that.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Oh, I don't know. That would be hard.
I mean, like, okay, so did you guys ever have, like, so
what's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, I don't know. It's been so long since I've been on dates. I can't remember.
I mean, like, you were the only one who dated, and you only dated for, like, you know.
Yeah.
We really, like, did any of us really date?
Oh, I dated a lot between, like, high school and I met Ben. There was, like, 4 years there.
I never dated.
I
married the first person I dated.
Okay, I went on a blind date once.
Ooh.
Just once. Never did it again. And it was this really nice guy, but he was just super sweet, over the top. Like, really nice guy. And maybe that's why I couldn't handle it. But he, like, showed up with, like, awful teeth and left him in for, like, fake awful teeth.
What?
Like, thought it would be funny. We went, like, rock climbing.
Oh, that would have been awesome. I'm just kidding.
I'm definitely getting
an
image. Like, it's like
the vampire teeth.
But, like hillbilly
really heavy
teeth.
Flack, gnarly, crooked looking teeth.
It's like the hillbilly, like,
yeah, but they
costume.
Were like a bite, an overbite, kind of like over his teeth. So he shows up like that. But they looked real, and I was like trying to be like polite about it.
Did you think they were? You knew they weren't.
I mean,
at first,
they looked real. And then he's like, oh, it takes him out. And I'm like,
oh, what a way to win a girl over.
It's like, so right out the gate, first impression, I'm like, what am I supposed to say to this?
Yeah, that's like, awkward. That's not funny. It's awkward.
Okay, so awkward. Then we went rock climbing.
Which is awesome.
Fun. I love that. Yeah. And then we went to like this.
He
like
took his teeth
theater.
Out, right?
Oh, okay.
Which would be your dream.
Like, this sounds like a perfect date.
This
rock climbing
like
and
when
then
did
dinner
he take his, no, when did he take his teeth out?
Before we went rock climbing.
Okay.
Did you guys like, if you would just like go and talk in a park for 2 hours and swing on the swings talking after he went rock climbing and dinner theater, like that's a perfect date.
That would have ended it perfect. And it was, the acting was terrible.
Oh no.
It was so awkward. And then like, just not a good kisser.
Okay.
I don't know.
If a guy can't kiss, if I don't mesh with a guy on a kiss,
and
there's just, it just,
and he was too
you're
nice.
Gonna be my
it was
friend.
Like a weird, awkward, I don't know. Like,
well, I think that those are kind of weird anyway, when one person likes the other more. Like, you know, if the guy liked you a lot more than you like them, and you're kind of like, yeah, this is going to be it for me at the end of this date. I'm not going to, don't want to see again.
Like
goodbye.
A-
but that's kind of a bad feeling on both parts. I mean, sure you're that's how you feel. And I'm sure the date can kind of sense that that's where it's going.
I still try to be super nice.
Well, of course, but you just, sometimes you can't fake that you're not totally into it.
And maybe that's what it was about it. Like, we just weren't.
You didn't mesh.
Not at all. No chemistry. So that's probably what it made it so bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't even just what we did. Because for the most part, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it was like,
I mean, food and a show and rock climbing.
I know, fun things. I'm trying to think like that.
And a sense of humor, but a little bit off on the sense of humor.
I don't know. That was the most awkward one.
So then the next one is the poker date.
Oh, she interrupts guy's night.
Yeah. And she
she takes away their cigars, puts out vegetables.
It takes away their junk food, gives them vegetables, puts out, doesn't let them smoke cigars.
Throws a fit about the death of the plant, which I can't believe that plant died in like 2 days. Did she like sprinkle it with like,
she
you know,
must have salt.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't know.
I do know how to kill a plant, but
I can't kill a plant in 3 days. Can you?
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's impressive. Vinegar in the soil.
She takes her pizza away.
Yeah.
She complains about scars.
And she starts crying for
no
reason.
Oh, yeah.
And she blows his nose in front of him. Here,
Benny, boo boo, baby, do.
I mean,
oh my God. So bad.
Yes. And then the fern that dies.
And I think it's about this time she's like, leave. She's like,
oh, I finally.
I well, did it.
Like, everyone clears out. Mm-hmm. They're like, you guys need therapy. and he says to her,
oh,
you're like a one woman circus. Uh-huh. And I don't know where you're at. Like, this is insane. You're all over the place. And she's like, well, I guess this means we're over. You know, yeah. Like a bummer. Mm-hmm. And he was like, strap down, do some therapy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fix this.
Which is hilarious because this is a couple that's been together for like 5 days.
5 days at this point. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
And they're going to therapy.
They're going to go to therapy. Oh and God. So
she's got the right person.
Just the right person, which happens to be her best friend, Michelle.
Yes.
And
I love that she charges her $300.
She charges, he pays it happily. But he's ambushed, of course. And what if he gets accused of hitting on the shrink. Mm-hmm. She says he's a rageaholic. And they have sexual problems because.
Yes, because when she was calling him Princess Sophia, he couldn't get it up.
And he's just like, what do I do with this? Finally,
the therapist says go take a turn. Well, yes, why don't you go and introduce her to your family?
Yeah, introduce her to your family, which they do.
Yeah.
And this is where, they
actually
finally, because her guard is down.
Yeah, she's it not going to be
the
a
motorcycle.
Douche. Yeah, like, and she's not going to be a douche. Yeah. She was just not going to be a douche in front of his family.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she felt like that was, I agree. I think she felt like this is, I have to tone it down because I like his family. They're nice mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And so they sit down and play this game of cards.
Bullshit.
We have to play this. It's been so long. I haven't played in a while.
Yeah, the uncle is farting the whole time.
Yes, he is. He's not ashamed.
No, this is just letting it go.
And the family's cheating to help her win.
Yeah.
Yes, but the funny thing is he's got like they pull out this like chalkboard of like tallies and like he's undefeated for and she beats him at his own game. Mm-hmm. Which is adorable.
Yeah.
And I love how, because the family totally helps her win. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he finally catches on, like, to the eye winks and whatever they're doing.
So what do you think he's trying, but, he's, like, obviously on the verge sometimes just be like, okay, this isn't working.
Yeah.
But what is it, do you think, in that weekend that switches their feelings, really turns their feelings on for each other.
She stops being so erratic and he sees, like, when she lets her guard down, like, she's very lovable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's always been kind and sweet to her.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think they were just being their authentic selves, mm-hmm. which is super attractive. Is there anything more attractive than being yourself?
No, I think you're right.
That's the well put me, son. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I think did them in. Yeah. Did them in.
Did them in. They're so done.
Yes. So after the weekend with his family, he invites her as his girlfriend to a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is where he needs to prove that she's in love with him.
And she needs to get him to drop her, but she doesn't really want to because she's genuinely...
She likes him. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to do about this article because.
Yeah, she's really torn about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because her article's due and not that night, but like the next day or the day after. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then it comes to light that he was just using her to get ahead at work.
Because, well.
She finds out.
Because at the ball or whatever. Ben's coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ben's main boss goes up to her and says, "Hey,
yes,
what's going on with you and Ben?" And he's like, "Oh, you're in love with him."
Yeah. And she's like, kind of doesn't say no, but so he knows. And he, then
oh,
he's like,
you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like, wow, he did it. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, the boss, Philip, he tells him like he's got the campaign, and right. then the friends,
the Judys, mm-hmm. was it the Judys?
No, it's Ben's two friends.
No, but they do that because the Judys come up and
oh,
tell
that's right. Them. The yeah. Judys tell their friends that like
she's just writing an article.
Yes, she's in on it. She's in on mm-hmm. the thing. So then they go up to Andy and say, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Just stay pretending basically through the night. Good job. You're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And then she realizes, so Andy realizes that
she was just playing. Mm-hmm.
He was using her.
Yeah.
To get ahead, which
she was doing the same thing.
I had fallen in love with somebody though and yeah, found that out.
Absolutely.
I would be devastated. Can't imagine how crushed I would be.
Oh, I would be so crushed. I'd be so crushed.
But then Ben is talking to Lana, Andy's boss, and a couple of other people, and she's describing how much she likes Andy, and she's going to do this article, and it's so funny, and like
about
the poor guy who she's been leading on, she's going to
do all this stuff,
lose him in 10 days. And she's talking about
the poor guy.
Yeah, she's like, and she's done this and that, and he realizes
it's him.
Yeah. So they were both.
Yeah.
They'd both fallen for each other. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's, I think, equally devastated.
Yes.
Yeah, which I think that in some senses, learning that Andy was being intentionally crazy almost like was the final thing for him to fall in love with her, as awful as it sounds.
Yeah.
Because, oh, thank God, she's not crazy. She is the really cool girl that I saw, that I met. And that I was around my family because all of the crazy things were done intentionally to be crazy things to try to get a guy to lose her and wasn't her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how on earth would you ever come, get over that? Because that's a pretty big blow.
Yeah, you would sing a nasty song about each other at a company picnic.
You're so vain. Yeah, that's the song I think, right? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was such a fun movie.
It really was.
It's a little over 20 years old then.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
Was this one of the first rom-coms that he did? Because he was the king of rom-coms in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I don't know if it was his first. I mean, because he'd been acting in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this was, the first one, though.
But maybe, is it one of the best?
Oh, it's one of my
absolute
favorites.
They were so good.
They are. And I love Kate Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're both. And they're so fun with each other. Mm-hmm. I think they're good.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen this movie, did we stream it, I think, on Prime or something?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know where you'd find it.
Yeah.
Now, but
yeah, yeah.
So cute. Blockbusters.
Oh, I miss a good Blockbuster.
My favorite line is Ben is telling his guy friends, he's going through Andy's purse, and he says, guys, a woman's purse, all right? It's her secret source of power, all right? There are many dark, dangerous things in there that we, the male species, should know nothing about. As they're pulling out all these weird things that, as women, we know a lot about. But mm-hmm. if you're looking at it from a men's perspective, it's
terrifying.
Weird. Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, I didn't write any good lines down.
That's okay.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah. Well, so let's do our rating.
Okay. I think, would they have ever realistically gotten together?
I think absolutely. They just if have they such met, a good if, per- Yeah.
If they had met in a bar, I think they, they just happened to meet because of that. But at any other time, if they met in a bar or somewhere else, I think they would have hit it off.
There was some
I think so,
chemistry,
too. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just like them so much. I'm going to say they're destined for sure.
Yeah, I think so. And how long will their relationship last?
I'll give him 25 years to life.
Aww, I mean, you.
Yeah.
That's so generous, Val, because I hardly ever give that.
You never do.
I'm so skeptical.
I always give 25 to life. Even in our last book, I'm like 7 years. I mean, let's give him some credit here.
Oh my gosh. I'm terrible like that.
I'm going to do 25 to life too, because I just like them together, even though they're going to have a lot of stuff to work through and getting to know each other.
I think compatible.
And they're
compatible.
I think they're able to talk through things, work through things already. I mean, they're, you know, going to therapy.
He's willing to go to therapy after 10 days. Well, yeah, I mean, or 8 days, whatever.
The thing
it is.
I like about him is they both learn things about themselves and about who they were. You know, like I think they both grew during this experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so even with Andy, like just she was kind of being a little ridiculous thinking she was ever going to get to write serious things at a beauty fashion magazine kind of a place. Yes. Like she could write semi-deep things, but she wasn't going to be able to write the political columns and things like that that she wanted because that wasn't the magazine.
It to me, it was like a Cosmo magazine.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. She needed to go work for Time.
Exactly.
I don't know. What are the Newsweek?
Absolutely. Newsweek.
The New Yorker. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to give him 25 to life. I think
we agree on that.
Wow, this never happened.
I know.
What? It was magic. spiciness. How spicy? Green pepper, jalapeno, cayenne, habanero, ghost.
It was a green pepper.
There was
chemistry
at the end.
Yeah.
It was like a Disney princess movie like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have sex at his parents' house in the shower.
But it was very adorable.
And it only got to a certain part. You know, they didn't.
Yeah, as an actor, I think I wouldn't have felt uncomfortable.
No.
Like, in any way, you wouldn't have needed a body double. Because, there was no body parts shown. Mm-hmm. It was alluded to, and that was it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't be embarrassed to watch it with
my
kiddos.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I wouldn't either.
It was totally, what was it rated? PG-13? I would have given it a PG nowadays.
Yeah, I would have given it a PG nowadays. Yeah.
But in the 80s, it would have been a G.
In the 80s? Totally. 80s were like. The 80s
rating system was.
Wow, really interesting. They cared more about a swear word than they did about showing someone's. Uh-huh. Do that again. That was awesome. Okay, that's Ben's new nickname.
So, green pepper is.
Hey, Ben, can you bring your... Actually, you can just do that when you're like, that's your sexy time cue.
Hey, Ben, bring your hot, sexy big... over here.
Put it on my face.
That sounds like a downer.
It does sound pretty. But if it was like a... Okay.
I mean, although, I mean, would you really want to be like a you know what I mean? That's, oh, yeah, that one's good.
That sounds like a roadrunner. That sounds like
someone's calling. Oh my god, you guys. It's so funny. I mean, like never in a sexy moment have I ever like
made a little
nippy sound. Well, called Bob his nickname in a sexy moment. I just fuck with Bob, and I just like it, and I don't mean it, and it's not like supposed to be.
but he's just like masculine.
Seriously, and I'm like and he's like, and I'm like, well, you know. And then I give him all sorts of credentials behind his name. I change with all the letters behind his name.
Sir Prince PPDP.
I know.
Okay, honestly, it's Prince William.
Prince William.
Prince Willie.
So one of the names that
I'm calling. Prince Willie! Prince Willie over here!
Prince William, come!
Prince William! Prince William!
I'm calling Prince Willie! I want.
You don't have any.
Do you want to come to Burger King? It's all you can eat. All you can eat at Burger King. You know what? A quarter pounder just wasn't big enough for her. She needed a Whopper.
Oh my God, Valerie. Poor Bob. That's all I'm going to say.
I know. We're taking himself into the poor man. I mean, I really think he'd run for the hills if he knew now what he... But it's like he's already pot committed. I mean, like, what is he going to do? Like, I know.
He likes your Whopper.
He likes my Whopper.
Are you sure he's not more
I'm more of a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm more of a Dunkin' Donuts kind of person. You're
Oh my God!
What's your favorite restaurant, Courtney? I'm
a shaker. What is it? What did we just say? The bed shaking?
Yeah, the Hopper. Is IHOP your favorite restaurant? That's why I asked you.
I love IHOP.
You love IHOP.
Ben likes to dip. Somebody can shake.
I don't know. I think sometimes I feel like the Dairy Queen. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh my God, Valerie. Okay.
All right. Well, that was G-rated. Please turn it off when you're listening with your children. fast forward.
I warned you it was going to be R-rated. Can you tell me if you like this?
Oh, what I to do loved about
it. If you love this movie.
I did too.
I loved it.
It was a good one. I'd recommend it.
I'd recommend it to everyone. My grandma, my mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a rom-com though.
It's my children.
Down with this.
Yeah.
I don't know how many men would love this, but.
Oh, I think it would be a fun. I think a man would like it.
It's one that you can totally have on, like if you're cleaning house and you just want something on kind of in the background, or you're like you're wrapping Christmas presents. Yeah, you're wrapping Christmas presents and stuff like that, and he's like in the room doing his thing. You can have it on. Like he's not going to be like, oh my goodness, really.
It's not super, I mean, there is kind of like a man could relate to it, what Ben's going through. So I think that I think a man could get into it.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that he would be like, let's watch this movie. I heard so many good things about it. But if you were, hey, this is on, I love it. Let's watch it. I think a guy would be like, okay, and then be fine with it.
I will immediately call both of you up if Brad ever says to me, hey, I really want to watch this rom-com.
Oh,
yeah. I might have to make a public service announcement.
Well, yeah. I was watching this cute little movie last night, and Ben's like, what is this? I'm like, are you watching this? I'm like, yeah, but I guess we can watch something else.
We can watch porn.
Okay, but...
We can watch Vikings, I guess.
You know, some of them are hot.
Don't get me wrong. I do like Vikings, but, you know, it's...
Yeah. I mean, there's you just got to take your hotness with some blood.
Yes. All right. Well,
check us out.
Yeah.
If you want on myperfectromance.com, and then you can find links to social media, how to submit your love letter your neighbor's love letters.
Write, review, subscribe.
All that good stuff. And thanks for listening.
Okay. XOXO. So much fun, you guys. Love it.
Bye.
Bye.